This week, there's been a quiet revolt as one woman politician after another has called out the bullying that they say is rife in the Liberal Party. Is it just a matter of toughen up, snowflake, as some men would have it, or is it time for politics to change what's being seen as a bullying culture? Henry Wilson reports.
Politics may be a tough game, but this week many women in politics are speaking out and saying the men are making it a bit too tough, that they can't put up with the bullying. Rose Bryant-Smith, co-author of Fix Your Team, a book that addresses bullying in the workplace, she says what's been happening in federal politics this week shows that the community is now less tolerant of bullies.
No one should have to experience unreasonable aggression, inappropriate comments, belittling and undermining just because they've shown up for work. So I think that with the changes in the laws over the last couple of years, and also a lot of individuals, not only in the Liberal Party, but in other industries, are people standing up and saying, this is not okay, and we shouldn't have to stand for this in a modern workplace. I think that that is generally improving people's experiences of the workplace, because we're prepared to say, this is not on.
And why has Liberal Party got a problem, and why not Labor?
Look, I think what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is a couple of individuals using parliamentary privilege to very strongly come out against what they see as bad behaviour within the party. I think that politics is generally known to be a pretty rough and tumble place where it's savagely competitive and a lot of disagreements are played out in public. So I wouldn't say that necessarily one party or another is worse, or indeed that politics is the only industry that's got issues. Because I think in any industry where highly hierarchical, incredibly competitive, and where the competition is quite ferocious in terms of people getting ahead, sometimes people choose to use not such great tactics to get ahead in those environments.
And what would you see as a potential solution to bullying in the workplace?
I think that bullying in the workplace and getting rid of it comes fundamentally down to the values of the organisation and the leaders and managers in that organisation taking action as soon as they see bad behaviour. In order for a bullying culture to develop, bad behaviour is allowed to happen. So what you need is managers and senior leaders, firstly, not to be behaving badly themselves. They should be the best examples of the behaviour that the employer expects in the workplace. And secondly, they need to be the ones who intervene. It's really important that when a manager or a leader sees someone who is engaging in aggression, as I said, standover tactics or other conduct that's inappropriate, that the manager pulls them aside and says, that is not on.
Workplace consultant Rose Bryant-Smith. Joanna Richards has done her PhD on the topic of leadership, women and bullying in the Parliament. She says Australian politics may have a particular problem.
What kind of makes it quite toxic in Australian culture is that it's paired with the sensibility of being able to take a joke and toughening up. So it's very easy in politics, especially as politics becomes more person-centred and personality-centred, to forget where the line is between the personal and the political, and to not quite know what should be taken as just part of the job or what should be taken as a joke and what is actually an attack. And this is also made worse by the fact that within politics you have quite strict power relationships. So there's backbenchers, frontbenchers, you've got leaders of parties, you've got speakers, all of whom have a specific place within a power structure.
According to Joanna Richards, recent research suggests that the more women that enter Parliament, the more of a problem bullying could become.
That when you hit 30%, you experience more hostility. And this is because at 30%, you pose an actual threat to the masculinity of a domain. So research has shown that token women actually experience relatively kind treatment. It's once you get to the point that it's a threat that a problem comes from your representation. So I would say in Australia, our problem is that we have more women, but not quite enough to change the actual culture. So we're in a difficult grey area at the moment of growth.
That's University of Canberra researcher Joanna Richards talking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.